out here today. I know the weather's getting a little bit rough, and some of you came from some long distances. We have people all the way up from Kanab. Where's our Kanab people? All the way up from Kanab. Give a hand. 5-hour drive or so to get here. And then where's the guy from Wyoming? Right here. All the way down from somewhere rural Wyoming. Pioneers coming here to learn a little bit more about the business. But you guys are in for a real treat today. We have one of the just nicest guys in the business, has one of the most incredible stories, and a lot of you were there last night at our dinner, and so you got to hear a lot of the behind-the-scenes story. But I think this gentleman has one of the most incredible stories in not only Legal Shield, but in this entire industry. And I'm just going to summarize it by saying, you know, here's a gentleman that was literally Al Bundy, a shoe salesman, lady shoe salesman. Went from making, you know, I don't know, somewhere around $30,000 a year to within 7 years becoming a millionaire with this company with no previous experience in this industry whatsoever. Doesn't have some story that hasn't been told about, you know, having it, done it in another company and then brought it here or something like that. I mean, literally from ground zero, following a very simple system today. And you're going to hear a lot more about that as the day goes on, because he's going to talk to you about it. But it's our opportunity to now get myself out of the way. And by the way, just silence any phones that you might have or anything else like that, out of respect for the gentleman who has come all the way from Virginia, $100,000 ring earner, millionaire club member, Mr. Jeff Jones!
It's just me, so it's okay. So, it's snowing outside, and you don't care because you live here. But as a Texan, we would be in a panic. Anybody from Texas, we wouldn't be here this morning. I'll just say that. We'd all be at home drinking cocoa by the fire. So, well, I'm excited to be here. This is a celebration for me, and I'll get into my story, the end of my story here in a little bit. But you heard that my background was in retail sales. I started as a shoe salesman. When I was 16 years old, and at 38, I was still selling shoes. And you do anything that long, you get good at it. I was really good at selling shoes. Ladies, if you came in, you might say, I'd say, you know, what are you looking for today? And you'd say, well, I just need a pair of black shoes for work. And I'd say, great. And I'd go back, but I wouldn't come out with a black pair of shoes. I'd come back with all the shoes I could carry in one armload. And I would sell you a pair of black shoes, but you'd leave with a pair of strippy bread sandals and, you know, some shoes to wear on vacation, and I'd load your boat, right? Because I was on straight commission, which means if I didn't sell, I didn't eat, and the more I sold, the more my kids could eat. So if you can imagine a fate worse than death, I grew up to become Al Bundy, you know? I went to work every day and ran back and forth for shoes. And, you know, I think one of the worst things in life is to get good at something that you don't enjoy, and I never planned on doing that. And I was at the point in my life, I had 4 kids, my wife wasn't working outside the home, I wasn't making enough money, and I realized I'm probably never going to make enough money. And so I started looking for something else to do to make additional income or to change careers. Here's my problem. I had a 2-year college degree from a community college. So it wasn't like I was going to go to work for a big corporation. Wasn't eligible. Wasn't sure if I wanted to do that anyway. I couldn't get a part-time job because I had other responsibilities that just wouldn't allow it. I couldn't go back to school because it was going to take too long to get a, you know, 4-year degree. And so my solution was, I'll start a business. I want a little part-time business, something I can do, maybe an internet business I can do on the side, and I can let it grow, and then maybe I can get out of the shoe business. And what I found was that all the businesses I could afford, I didn't want, and the ones I could afford, I didn't want. Right? If I could afford it, I didn't want it, and if I wanted it, I couldn't afford it. You know, there's a lot of good business out there that are proven franchises, and it's a proven business model. You can make money with it, but you need hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to buy them, and I'm a shoe salesman. So I got really demoralized and very depressed, and I thought, I'm going to be that old man you see at the mall, 80 years old, still running for shoes. I'm never going to get out of here, because the people I work with had been there longer than me at the same store. And So one day, one of my customers came in and she said, you know, I called her Jumpin' Judy. I'd waited on her for 10 years. She'd become a good friend. And she always is excited. And she said, I want to take you to lunch. I want to tell you what I'm doing now. And I was like, I just figured it was network marketing. I mean, I'd been pitched on everything, and I just figured it was network marketing. And I thought, all right, I'll go to lunch with you, and I'll chew real fast, and then I'll say no, right? As soon as I get that last bite down, I'll say no, and I'll come back to my miserable life. And so we walk across the parking lot to lunch. She takes me through the presentation about the membership, which I'll cover here in a minute. And I thought, that's a good idea. And I said, gee, this is a good idea. I'll probably get this. And she said, well, Jeff, of course you'll get it. Everybody will get this. Someday, she was only questions who they're going to get it from. And I think you should think about this. You're really good. You're a nice guy, and you're good at sales, and I think you would be really good at this. And I said, there's an opportunity to this? She goes, yeah. And I was like, wow. She said, well, here's a DVD. I don't know what it was back then, some kind of a, I don't know, the old timers. We had a little disc that was like the size of a business card. Remember that? I went him that little. And if you put it in your computer, it would tear it up. It would spin around and chop your hard drive in half. But she gave me, it wouldn't work. I had a Macintosh, and it didn't work anyway, so it didn't matter. But I went home, and, well, actually, I went back to work, and my boss yelled at me for leaving the store. He said, I don't talk to you, and took me in the back and said, it got busy while you were at lunch, and the owner's not happy. She had to wait on the customer, and from now on, just eat in the back, and we'll call you out if it gets busy. And it made me so mad. I thought, I worked for you for 10 years. I made you millions of dollars. I never leave the store. I always eat in the back. And I was just mad, right? I was making enough money anyway. I hated my job. And I was like, insult to injury, salt on the wound. And so Judy had forgotten something, and she came back later in the day. And I said, you will not believe what happened after you left. And I told her, and I was mad. I was crying. I was like tears in my eyes. And I was just furious, so frustrated. And said, oh, please, please, please come with me to the Legal Shield meeting. I was like, dang right, I'm good. You know what, you were fed me, you were nice to me, my boss is a jerk, right? Yeah, I'll go, right? And then she's like, oh, you'll need to bring your wife. And I'm like, oh, no, she won't come. That's a non-starter, she's not going. And she's like, oh, no, she needs to see it with you. You know, she needs to come with you. So when I went home, I told Cindy, I said, one of my customers invited me to go to this business event. It's one of those network marketing companies, but they've got a really good product. We need to get a lawyer to help us with some legal problems. We need our will done. So we're just going, we'll listen to it, we'll get the membership because it's priced before we can afford it, but we're not going to do the business. And she's like, she goes, where is it? I go, well, it's in Dallas. And, you know, from Fort Worth to Dallas, what's the rule? We know where it is, but we won't go, right? That's why they put the airport in the middle. DFW airport is halfway between both cities because that's as far as either side will go. And back when I used to go to Dallas, I would pack a lunch so I didn't have to spend any money when I was over there, right? I said, it's in Dallas. And she's like, oh, no. And so I was like, honey, she buys two pair every month. She's a really good customer. I don't want to make her mad. I said, let's just go and we'll just listen to it. And I said, oh, she's going to pick us up at the store. And my wife's like, oh, no. Okay, Dallas in the backseat of somebody's car where she can't control it. She can't get out if it's bad, right? And so anyway, we met Judy. And it was interesting, those of you that are, in touch spiritually, but she was coming to work. She was really mad. She was like crying. She's so mad at me and didn't want to do it and had to leave her babies. And as she was coming down to the parking lot, she heard a voice that said, Cindy, open your mind. And she's like, and when she got there, she's crying. I thought she's mad at me, but she actually had kind of had a moment in the car by herself. So we drove over there and she was quiet the whole night. And I just thought, you know, guys, if your wife is not happy, the possibility of your happiness has ended, right? And so we sat on the front row, which that made my wife mad because she's a back row person. And Patrick Shaw was the presenter. He used to live in Dallas and ran the briefings in Dallas. And he did a great job. Patrick's a good presenter. And when the meeting was over, I thought it was good. I just thought, well, I expected it to be good, and it was good. And I was excited about it. But I thought, it doesn't matter what I want, right? So I turned to Cindy. I said, can we at least get the membership? And she said, if you don't do this business, I will. And I'm like, this is better than I thought. And I thought it could. So Judy comes up to us and she goes, do you have any questions, any concerns I can address for you? And I said, no, Judy, I know what I need to know to make my decision. So what does that say? I'm telling you nothing, right? But my heart is beating. I said, I'm going to get out of shoe business. I could do this. This is that business I was looking for. Part-time, grow over time, doesn't cost a lot of money, it's reputable. I get it. If I can sell high heel pointed shoes to ladies, I can sell this, right? I just thought this could work. But I said, I did slip up and say this. I've got three brothers in the Metroplex, and I'd like to show it. I'd like to talk to them first, because if I do it, I'd like to do it with them. And she looked at me horrified. She said, oh, no, you know it's enough to screw this up. Let me go get you a video. And she went and bought me a brick, the now is the time VHS tape. And she said, take this home and show it to your brothers, and if they're interested, bring them back next week. So we had a pizza party with Mike and David and their wife Sherry. They both married Sherry's. And then Chris was a single guy. He came, and we showed it to them. And when it was over, they said, wow, we're in. We're in if you're in. And I was like, I'm not in, but I can get in, right? So people ask me something, how much did it cost you to get started? And it cost me anything to get started. I just got started. You know, they came to the meeting and they liked it. It was good. Patrick does a good presentation. And so it was over. They were filling out their paperwork. And I filled out mine. I put mine on top of theirs so they knew that I did it, right? And sent it off to the home office. And I made more money that night just working with my brothers than I did all week that week selling shoes. And I thought, okay, I get this. You could do this part-time. One night a week, a couple hours a day. I could fit this in. You know, I'm not going to go work at Walmart, stock shelves at night for $7.50 an hour, but I could do this. You know, this is real money, and it doesn't take a lot of time, and I was excited about it. So I was talking to Mike, David, and Chris. You're excited when you start something like this, and we're like, I'm going to go talk to this person. I'm going to talk to that person, and I'm going to talk to this person. And I said, oh, no, you know just enough to screw this up. I'm going to get you a video, right? So I ran out and I bought three bricks, and I ran back into them and I said, take this home, and the people that you're thinking of, show it to them, and if they're interested, bring them back here next week. And they were like, okay. So they went home, they showed it to roommates and coworkers and relatives, and the next week when we came back, we had, I think there were 9 guests between the 4 families, which the meeting noticed. I mean, we came to this little small meeting, and all of a sudden we're half the meeting. And when the meeting is over, I think of our 9 guests, 4 or 5 of them signed up that night, and we said, don't talk to people. You'll screw it up. Let me get you a video. So we just said, take this home and show it to people you're thinking of, and the ones that are interested, bring them back next week. The next week, we were the meeting. We filled up the whole room. And then we started a meeting in Fort Worth so we didn't have to drag people to Dallas. And that's how we've continued to build our business. And I have to tell you, let me tell you now. The video that I gave to David and Sherry, they said, we're going to go to our mother and father-in-law's in Weatherford, which is near where you're from, right? And we're going to show it to them. Well, they showed it to them, and they liked it. They thought it was cool. And they said, we are going to Utah next week on vacation. Is it okay if we take it when we go to Utah? Because our daughter's married into this family that likes these things, okay? I'm like, yeah, take it to Utah. And Utah wasn't a licensed state. We had to get an insurance license in Texas and take a test, and it was really hard. Everybody failed, and we never could. We'd recruit a lot of people. We just couldn't get them to sell anything because it was illegal. You know, I didn't have a license. So we thought, Utah, no license. Yes, drive to Utah. So they took it up there and showed it to Mr. Hall here. It was the person that their daughter had married. And so I think you liked it okay. And you showed it to some family members and friends and started building a team. And I think you came to a convention and you kind of got religion and came back and said, I'm going to do this, right? I'm really going to do this. And today a lot of you that are in this room are part of that organization that came from that videotape that I bought my brother. That was a $3 investment. And that $3 investment's probably earned my wife and I close to $1 million. So pretty good return on investment. So that kind of gets you to the point where, why am I in Utah? Most of you guys, I work with you. Most of you guys are associates of my team or friends that I cheer for your success. And so I'm happy to be here. And some of you may have known some of my history in this last year, but I have a reason to celebrate being here as well, and I'll share that with you in my training today. So I encourage you to stay. First off, I want you to look at our beautiful, iconic image. These models are gorgeous. Handsome guy, beautiful wife, good-looking kids, and we took a picture of the back of their head. It's just very unusual. And, you know, this family is exposed. They don't know what's coming up behind them, kind of like us in life. And kind of the idea is, we got your back. So that little picture right there kind of lets you know, right before we get going on this whole presentation, is we got your back. Okay? All right, so what do we do? Who are we? Why are so many people joining us right now? These are questions that I'll answer in my presentation today. So if you're taking notes, you can jot those down and then maybe fill in some thoughts as I go through this. Let me ask you a question and think about your immediate household. Okay, and the reason I'm going to ask this question is because people will say, Jeff, I'm 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. I've never used an attorney. I don't need legal stuff. That's not something I need because my life proves that I don't use attorneys. So let me ask you questions. Okay, in your immediate household, has anyone signed a contract or document that you didn't fully understand or that you live to regret? Some of y'all are thinking, marriage license? No. How have you just been, somebody just screwed you over. It was way more for the repair than they said it was going to be, or a company didn't honor its warranty. You know, basically life. Has anybody had life experience, you know, we have experienced some disappointments in life that were caused by other people or companies? They didn't do what they said they were going to do, and that hurt you and hurt your family. Been a victim of the police. You know, maybe you're going a little too fast, run a red light. It's not a big legal problem, but it can be a financial problem, because if you just pay it, like, I don't have time to deal with this, you don't hire an attorney, your car insurance will find out, and they will raise your rates for 3 years. Far more than what it costs to be a member of Legal Shield. So, you know, I ask you the question, you've ever gotten a ticket, and then you think about, what did I do with it? You take a day off and work down to fight it or whatever. It's, you know, it can be a problem as people experience it, and maybe you didn't use a lawyer, but maybe you could have, right? And then it says, known a victim of identity theft or been one. Been in a situation just where you thought the advice of an attorney might be useful. And I ask these questions because I don't ask you this. I didn't say, when was the last time you used an attorney? Because you might say, I've never used an attorney. And so I ask these questions so that I can say, have you ever had something happen in your life where an attorney could have bettered the outcome? And then people start thinking, yeah. Yeah, there's been some things I wish I could have called and asked. There's some deals I wish I hadn't have got into. That if I had a specialist contracting attorney, attorney that deals with contracts, maybe I wouldn't have signed it. You know, maybe I paid a ticket because I was just in a hurry and my insurance went up, right? Maybe my kid got in trouble because they did something at school and I made it worse by the way I tried to resolve it. So the question is not, do you use an attorney? The answer is, of course you don't. They're too expensive. The answer is, if attorneys were free and easy to use, would you use them? I think we'd wear them out. Rich people use them all the time. And rich people don't use them because they're stupid. They use them because they have them and they can afford them. We can have them and we can afford them. We just have to figure out a way to get that done. Okay? All right. So what does Legal Shield do? A lot of people say, well, I don't... I can't ever explain to what, when people say, well, what is Legal Shield? How does it work? I don't know what to say. I get tongue-tied. I would say this. These are great things to say to people. These are your elevator speech. Well, they say, what is Legal Shield? You say, well, Legal Shield gives the ability to talk to an attorney on any matter without worrying about high hourly costs. Why do people not use attorneys? It's cost. So that resolves that issue right there. You don't have to worry about cost because it's not an issue. You pay a flat monthly fee and you can access the legal advice no matter how traumatic or trivial the issue. Now, what's the difference between a traumatic issue and a trivial issue when it comes to law? Meaning?
Something that might be traumatic to me might not be traumatic to you because maybe I'm in a financial situation where I can't afford this and you wouldn't have been able to.
That could be. Here's my definition. If it's your problem, it's trivial. If it's my problem, it's traumatic. Right? So... every issue that you deal with that is legally related will cause you trauma, and we can help you resolve that problem. And that's what people want to hear, right? All right, so let me take you through the membership. And I'll try to go through this quickly, because to me it's a no-brainer. If you use any part of this one time in a year, you made money on the membership. Because the average attorney fee in Utah is approaching $300 an hour to $6 a minute. If you make $40 an hour here, can you get by? Is that a pretty good wage? $40, is that okay? So you make $40 an hour and you have a servant that charges you $6 a minute. How long do you keep that servant around? So who's using attorneys? Not for people that make $40 an hour, and that's a good income. Who's using them? Super wealthy. And corporations. And no one else. Actually, poor people get them for free. But everybody else doesn't use them unless they're super wealthy or running a corporation or whatever. So what do? You become a member of Legal Shield. Your job is to become a member and pay your membership. And our job is to get you the legal counsel that your family needs to resolve any legal problem that your family experiences. Okay, so how do we do that? First thing we do is open up an 800 phone number. We own the phone number, goes to the law firm. You don't have to pay to call the law firm, no matter where you're at in the country. You pick up the phone, dial this 800 number. It goes to a law firm, a large, prestigious law firm. And you consult with the person on the phone. You talk to them. You say, I've got a contract. I need to have it looked at. I'm not quite sure. It's kind of a complicated deal. They say, don't worry. We'll have a lawyer who deals with contract law call you back within 8 hours. And you can tell them. You can actually schedule them when you want them to call. You can say, well, I'm not available today. Call me tomorrow at 2 o'clock. They'll call you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It's kind of cool, right? And when they get them on the phone, you can talk to them about that issue as long as you want. You can call back as often as you want. And you never get a bill. And what I found out is attorneys were free, and you could call them. It's like a really good friend that knows everything. You call them. Because there's a lot of stuff in the past that we shot from the hip and hoped for the best. And if you knew that you never had to do that again, you wouldn't. And I can tell you, if you talk to the members in this room that are members of Legal Shield, they don't talk to relatives and friends and coworkers at the water station when they're experiencing a legal challenge. They call their lawyers because they have them, and it doesn't cost anything. And that's kind of the gateway to everything else. Once you call the law firm, that attorney in consultation with you determines the best solution or resolution that can be provided under the law or give you possible choices under the law. So one of the things the attorney may say is, you know what? What happened to you is not right. They have broken laws. They've broken the agreement. We're going to call them or we're going to write them a letter. Who do you think gets a better result with a letter, you or a law firm? So why would you write a letter? Some of you are like, oh, no, I write the best nastygrams. You know, you should see them. I put them on my Snoopy stationery, and I send them off, right? What does a big company do, or even a small company, when they get your stationery? Demand letter, right? What do they do with that? Where do they file it? In the round file, right? They don't care. They know there's nothing you can do to them. A major law firm writes them a letter with all the lawyers across the letterhead demanding the same thing. Now, what do they do with that letter? They give it to their lawyer who calls your lawyer, and says, what do we need to do to make this go away? Do y'all know that in all the years I've been a member, 14 years, I started as a member in August of 1999, I've never had a letter written. I wish I did, because it's cool to show people. You know, my brother has folders of letters. He can just flip, he can get any subject you want. He's had a letter written. I've never had a letter written. You know why? Because in consultation with my attorney, I tell him what this person or company did. They say, Jeff, you're right. They were wrong. And we can write you a letter. But before we do, here's what I'm going to give you some advice. Call them back and say this. Write this down, right? Give me magic words to say. And I call them back and I say, Mr. Jones, I just got off the phone with my attorney. They asked me to give you one more call before they get involved. And here's what they say that you should do. And they cite this law. They say, Mr. Hughes, that sounds perfectly acceptable. Where should we send the check? Right? So, you know, it's like a muscle you didn't know you had. And you understand why wealthy people are willing to pay $6 a minute for attorneys. They can afford it. They don't like spending the money, right? But they work. They're cool. Attorneys can resolve problems that we can't resolve on our own. Next thing you say is contract and document review. What should you have reviewed when it comes to contracts? What types of contracts should you review, and which ones don't you need to get reviewed? I think you're right, Jack. I think you just have a rule in life. Don't complicate this. When people push paper at you, pick it up and say, thank you, but I don't sign anything without my attorney reviewing it first. I'll get back to you. Go negotiate the best deal you can on a new car. Okay? Beat them up. Beat them up on financing. Beat them up on price. Get them to throw in some options. And then when they put, you know, you go to that closing room, right, where they make you sign paper? Just pick all the paper up and say, appreciate it. I'm going to take this to my attorney. I'll get back with you tomorrow. Because I'm going to tell you, that's the beginning of negotiation. When that lawyer goes through all that paperwork, you know they stick stuff in there that you don't have to pay. It's negotiable. It's profit centers for the dealership and for the insurance company. That lawyer goes through that contract and cleans it up for you, tells you you're not paying this and you're not paying that. You better watch out for this. You better clarify that. You go back in. Now that's your final offer. That just doing that one thing can save you hundreds or thousands of dollars. And that's just one type of contract that you might sign in the next year or two. Don't sign anything going forward. Let me give you a clue. Everybody will die. Okay? Everybody will die. 80% of the people that you know and love that know and love you don't have a will. Or if they do, it's out of date. 80% of the people on your street, and 80% of the people in your church, and 80% of the people in your HOA, And 80% of the people everywhere you go don't have their estate plans done. And they will die. And Utah is a great state, right? Great state to live. You have a great quality of life here. Don't die in Utah without a will. Because the will they'll provide for you for free is not the will your family wants. Right? Or Idaho. Or Wyoming. Or Virginia. Which I call it a state. And they always go, it's a commonwealth. Who cares? You're one of those squiggly East Coast states. We can't tell which one is which anyway. So, right? We like our states square. Right? Square edges. That's why we bought the membership, is to get our will done. It didn't cost us anything. We were able to get... Is that me clicking?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's not because it's rubbing. Man, that is really sensitive. We got this to get our will done, so we got our will, our living will, and our healthcare power of attorney for Cindy and for me, and it didn't cost us anything. And why do you think most people don't have a will? It's expensive. It's about a house payment for most people to get their wills done. I don't know many middle-class people who get to the end of the month and go, honey, there's a house payment left over. We didn't use it. Let's go give it to a lawyer. That probably has never happened in the history of the world, and I suspect it won't. Middle-income people get to the end of the month and go, honey, we need money for a house payment, right? I mean, we're all scrimping, and we're trying to make this thing work financially. We're not going to take, if we ended up with $1,000, we're not going to take it out of savings and give it to a lawyer, which means we go year after year after year after year without getting our wills done, knowing we need to. And any moms that are in the room, you understood when you didn't have a will, your husband didn't have a will, and you didn't have a will, and you have kids, you're in freak-out mode, right? You want your kids protected. You guys have seen some stories on the news in Utah where families that die without wills have destroyed those families. I mean, grandparents fighting over grandkids and money and, you know, right? So it's just something we need to do. It's just we don't have the financial resources to do it or the time to do it because you got to go meet with an attorney when you have to be at work and you have to go back and sign paperwork. It's a pain in the butt. And so we don't. If it was free and it was fast and it was easy and you could do it in your pajamas, you'd probably get your will done. And that's what we do through the membership. You don't create the will. You just give them the information. They draft the will. And I just took an 80-year-old lady. She's never had a will in her whole life. And I helped her fill out her paperwork to get it sent off. And they sent her back 3 different documents. And I took her to Kinko's and we got them witnessed and notarized. And when we got done, she gave me the biggest hug and said, thank you so much. You don't know what a relief this is to me. So I did some good things by helping her, didn't I? I made money by helping her, but I did a good thing for her. And she's a friend for life. She lives in a retirement village. And guess what she does? She shows all the old people her wills. All her documents. And she's already got me a referral, so when I get back to Virginia, I'm going to go sign up another 80-year-old. So, all right, traffic-related issues. Don't pay any speeding tickets or moving violations because your insurance will go up. Let us fight it. Just let the law firm know. We'll represent you and keep it off your driving record. If you get sued, you will forget you have this until you get sued. And you'll say, honey, where's that paralegal stuff? I'm going to see if they help with lawsuits, right? And when you call and find out, you talk to the attorneys and you say, I have been sued for money. They're suing me for money. Do you help with that? And they'll say, yes, we do. And they'll look and see what year that you've been a member, how long you've been a member. It maxes out at 5 years. And they'll tell you how many hours you have built up in your plan to pay for a lawyer to defend you in a lawsuit. That's pre-trial and trial hours. Do y'all know how much I have? And anybody that has more than 5 years, you know what it's worth to us right now? At $300 an hour? It's about $100,000 in your Don't Mess With Me account. Right? And what you'll find out is that when lawyers sue people, they're suing on contingency, which means they only get money if you settle or they win at court and they don't want to go to court because it's too expensive. They expect you to settle because who's going to prove you're right if it costs more to prove you're right than it is to admit that you're wrong? You know? And that's what most attorneys will say. Look, they're only asking for $10,000. It's going to cost you $40,000 to prove your point. I'd write them a check for $10,000. Right? That's what people do. They just make a financial decision and they just resolve it. I have $100,000 to pay an attorney, and somebody sues me for $10,000, and my attorney calls him and says, we just want to let you know our client has already prepaid our law firm about $100,000 to litigate this. We'd like to go to court, so we'll meet you there. All of a sudden, they call their client back and go, I think we're going to need to get some more money from you, or we're going to look for another client. So, now we talk about tort reform. You know, we want to pass some laws so that we get all these frivolous lawsuits. You know, these frivolous lawsuits are killing people, killing small businesses. We don't need more laws. We have plenty of laws. And I don't think the lawyers that we elect to become lawmakers? You know that's all that is there, right? It's all that Congress or lawyers. At your state capitol, they're all lawyers. Lawyers are not going to write laws to make it harder for lawyers to make a living. What we need is everybody in America have a little card in their pocket that gives them access to justice and a great law firm that they don't have to pay for. And make that other side make a financial decision. These people are too expensive to sue. Let's go find somebody who's not with Legal Shield. Right? So that's kind of what I think about when I look at that. The next thing you see there, 24-hour day emergency access. Who has parents? Who's a parent of a teenager or has been a parent of a teenager? Annika, yeah, I know you have, right? When do teenagers get in trouble? 9 to 5 or 5 to 9? My mom taught us, not that we listened, but she tried to teach us, that the devil comes out at midnight, right? We had to be home by midnight. That was kind of our rule. Because you get in trouble at night, and if you get in trouble at night, you can't get hold of a lawyer unless you're a member of Legal Shield. And we have 24-hour access for emergencies. And anybody that's a parent of teenagers understands they want their kids protected because teenagers are idiots. And can I tell you this? Why I'm better than all my brothers, okay? In one way, I'm a better in a lot of ways. But in this way, I am the only Hughes brother that hasn't spent a night in jail. So, because I didn't get caught. All right. IRS audit protection. You'll forget we do this till you get audited. You'll find out, yeah, we take care of audits. So just give us a call. We'll get your representation to go to the audit for you. Defend your rights in front of the IRS. Never go alone. You know, people think I'm going to go in there with my shoebox of receipts and throw myself at the mercy of the IRS. And they have no mercy. And you do not want to go to your audit. I had a brother that was audited and called the law firm and said, I'm going to be out of town that week. I can't go to the audit. We need to reschedule. And they said, oh, no, Mr. Hughes, we don't want you at your audit. He said, well, you don't want me at my audit. They said, no, if you're there, you have to answer truthfully. He said, if you're not there, we can say it's our understanding that our client said so. He goes, what does that mean? They said, exactly. Right? That's why rich people have attorneys. They can afford them and they're cool. They fix stuff you can't fix. Online legal forms. If you'd like to sign a contract with your babysitter, you don't have to write a contract for yourself. You can go to the online legal forms and download a contract pre-written to sign a contract with your babysitter. And just about any other thing you'd ever want to do with contracts and understanding documents, go to your online legal form and download those things. And that's from incorporating yourself to doing patent filings or whatever. It's all on there. All right, so if I say, if you were my attorney and I ask you to do these things for a flat monthly fee, how much would you charge me? And the attorneys will answer. Do we have any attorneys in the room today? No. This is the way an attorney will answer you. Jared, they would say, Jared, that's a great question. Let me ask you a question. How many hours are you going to use me? Because then I can tell you how much I'll charge you. Because I'm $275 an hour. If you need 10 hours, it's pretty easy to do the math, right? And you go, oh, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I want a flat monthly fee. And when you work it out by the day, it's about a cup of coffee a day or a bottle of water a day. If you would do that for me, then we have a deal. Because you understand that just getting your will done is over $1,000 probably. Just consulting for 1 hour with them is $300. If you use it once, one time, anybody in your family, and your whole family gets to use this, it's member, spouse, and kids, right? Any of y'all use it one time a year, you pay for your membership. So I tell people, this is not a dollar and cents decision. It's a common sense decision. If it makes sense to you, get it, because it's not expensive. Guys, we throw that much money in a mason jar on our counter when we get home at night. It is literally pocket change, can totally change your family's ability to live a successful life in this complicated society that we live in. All right. Identity theft is a huge issue. It used to be somebody stole your checkbook, they went to Walmart, and they wrote bad checks, hot checks. Now you've got to go down and talk to the manager and say it wasn't me. Right? It's a pain in the butt, but you can resolve that. Christopher, you remember the morning that you woke up? This is my son Christopher, by the way, so you're in the front row. Yeah, he deserves that. He's a good guy. He'd been saving for his church mission for years, and he woke up one morning and came into our bedroom and in a panic, and what did you say?
Somebody over at Mafia in Europe stole like $300 out of my account.
Yeah, people stole money out of his account in Europe, right? So, you know, people say, well, I could fix the problem. I'll go down and talk to the Sandy Police Department. Sandy Police Department don't have any jurisdiction in Europe. You know, or in Salt Lake City. And I was in the city in Dallas, and it was Farmers Branch. And across the street, on the other side of the road, was Dallas. And I said, if somebody does identity theft here in Farmers Branch, are you're the officer I would work with? He goes, yeah. You know, I work on some of those issues. And I said, good. I go, if it happens in Dallas, over across the street, somebody causes, you know, I live in Farmers Branch, but he does it over there across the street. Do you help with that? He goes, no, that's not my jurisdiction. You'll have to talk to Dallas. And that's the problem. How do you do it? Because identity theft is not just somebody stole your checkbook. They steal your life. They steal your reputation. They steal your credit. They steal your government benefits. They steal your health insurance, right? It's really complicated. And oftentimes, they don't just steal one of those things. They steal multiples of those. A lady went into the police department and said, you have to stop this lady. She's destroying my life. Look at all the things she's done. They investigated. They called her back and they said, you have a problem. She has more evidence that she's you than you do. The police can't solve this problem. They don't have the resources. It's up to you. You will have to resolve your own identity theft issues when it happens unless you have a service to do it for you. And that's what we do. We step in with our identity theft shield and we provide lots of services. Some of them are common in the marketplace. Others are unique to us. Credit monitoring, credit score with analysis, credit report consultation, consultation to help prevent identity theft. You can get that from Bank of America. That your credit card companies can sell you that. That's common. And it's like $10 a person, $12 a person to get that. And I think it has some value. Because you catch things early, it's easier to restore it. The problem is you'll have to do the restoration, which is the hard part. Monitoring is done by a computer. They don't even pay people to monitor. Restoration has to be done by humans. And it's carefully trained and skilled humans that are very expensive to pay for. And so what do? We have those carefully trained and skilled humans ready to go to restore your identity when you become a victim. We do all the stuff they do, but we have people to do the restoration for you. So he says, plus identity restoration services, like that's no big deal. That's the big deal that we do. Fraud alert, safeguard for minors. If you have kids, we can protect them as well. And when you combine it with the legal plan that we just talked about, you can see how we got your back. We can play a shield of protection over you and your family members. Unlike your bank, which is $10 a person, we're not. We do far more than any of our competitors and at far less the cost. And we'll get into that here in a minute. So this is our headquarters. If you notice the building here on the right is the headquarters for Legal Shield in 8, Oklahoma. I don't know if you notice, but if you count the columns in front of the building, we have the same number of columns on our building as on the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. So a little subtle nod to the justice system. I watched that building come up out of the ground. I'm proud of it. And then there's Kroll. That's the company that does our identity theft services. You can look and see what it says about each of us. Basically, we're good. We're really good at what we do. Very reputable. You know, we have long histories in the marketplace. But the last two lines, the last line in both columns, prepaid and ready to advise, prepaid and ready to advise. Meaning, you don't have to file claim forms, deductibles, or copays. You don't have to look in a book to find a specialist who handles that area or that issue. You simply dial an 800 number, and we got your back. We take it from there and we resolve your problem under the membership, whether it's identity theft or legal issues. Now, if there's a legal issue that comes up in your life that's not done for free or the covered part of the membership, you still take it through the membership. Every legal issue is resolved under the membership, most of the time at no cost to you. But if you have to pay, wouldn't you rather get a good lawyer at a great price than a bad lawyer at a high price? Because I don't know if you know this, there are bad attorneys out there. That's why they call them shysters, right? They're bad attorneys, and they take advantage of people. And you might think, well, the big ad's the one I want, the guy on the front of the yellow pages. He's got to be good, right? And then you think, I bet he's expensive. He's paying for that ad, right? So then you look through for a little ad. You're like, I bet he's really cheap because he's got a little ad. And then you realize, he's not very good because he can't even afford a big ad, right? So you just, like, ask a friend, who did you use? You know, what attorneys do you use? You're like, I never used an attorney in my life. I have no idea, you know? You understand the problem? People say, well, I'll find my own attorney. No, you won't. You don't know any attorneys. And that guy that you asked free legal advice at church didn't go to law school to give you free legal advice. Quit mooching, right? He doesn't like you anymore anyway. He avoids you at parties because all you do is talk about your legal problems. So this is what we do. Legal Shield's customer service professionals ensure that our members get the service that they deserve. And really, all we sell is service, and we're really good at what we do. We've been doing this for 40 years. So here's price points. oftentimes I start with a price before I start the presentation because I know people are thinking I can't afford this from the very first word because they know what attorneys charge. So I just tell them this is how much it costs. And let me tell you what you get for that money. I'm not recommending that's the way to do it, but sometimes it's just nice to get it out of the way so people will relax. Because it's not a dollar and cents decision, right? If it makes sense to you, the money's not a big deal. So basic legal plan, $17. You can add identity theft for member and for your spouse for $12.95. So far less than Bank of America or your credit card is charging for far more service. But if you'll get them together, we'll give you a $3 discount on the identity theft for $26.95 per month, which is what? Less than a dollar a day. You can actually get additional lawsuit protection. They give you some pretrial hours if you're sued civilly. So if you feel like you're exposed to lawsuits, you're concerned about that, and you have the resources, financial resources to do it, get our Blue Plate special. Get everything that we've got. Our most expensive plan is $35.95 per month for a family. That's what I have. Yeah, it's great. You know, I have four kids. And we've been at McDonald's a lot, right? You're busy and you're just like, let's run through McDonald's. And it used to be you go to McDonald's and you could feed all, we'd feed all of us for like 18, 20 bucks, right? It's like $40 now to go through McDonald's. I don't know what happened. It's like it, over the last 2 years, it seems like it doubled in price. So literally for less than driving through the drive-thru at McDonald's for a meal that your family doesn't want or deserve, you can have something that they do want and deserve, right? Which is a better life, a better quality of life. And again, there's the coverage. It's a family, which is great. There's a $10 enrollment fee that's included, will be included on the first month. So I just add 10 bucks to that. Okay? All right. So for less than a dollar a day, isn't it worth protecting your family? And ask you, who do you know? You know, because the people that you know, the people that you love that are in your life need to know about this. And we'd like to tell them. And if you'll let us know, we'll go share it with them. We're not going to pressure them. But it, wouldn't it be a good thing for your elderly parents to have their wills updated? You know, and if you have grown children, wouldn't you like to know that your grandchildren, you know, are protected because their parents got their wills done, right? Or that teenage son of your friend that keeps getting speeding tickets, wouldn't it be nice to let them know that they can protect their insurance, right? So you start thinking about people that we can help, not that we can sell, but that we can help. They could benefit from this membership right now. All right, so stop. This is the part. You ever eat at a fancy restaurant and they bring you like things to cleanse your palate? I ate at a restaurant like that once. I was very uncomfortable. Not only did they give me something to cleanse my palate, they came with a little blade and scraped the crumbs off of the cloth tablecloth into a little plate. And I'm like, I am way too white trash for this place. I got to get out of here. So I'm gonna cleanse your palate of your mind because we've talked about what we do, what we offer, what we take to market. This is what, you know, what people say, what do? This is what we do. But I will ask a question. Are we making up the problem or is the problem real? Is this a solution that helps to resolve the problem?
Yes.
Is it priced where people can afford it?
Yes.
Most people, if they can't, they probably can get, you know, public defenders or legal aid. So they're already protected. The rich people, they're protected because they can afford $300 an hour. And I don't really care about them. They'll be fine. I care about us. All the people in the middle that are working hard, taking care of our families, paying taxes. This is kind of a weird thing. I'm going to put this thought in your head. Wealthy people, a lot of times, find clever ways to get out of paying taxes. And it's legal, but they pay people to minimize their taxes. And some of them don't pay any. They make a lot of money, but they find ways to completely avoid paying income tax. Poor people don't pay income tax. In fact, they get big tax returns every year. I had a friend that doesn't work and got a $6,000 tax return. I'm like, that is not a tax return. They're not returning anything. They're stealing money from somebody and giving it to you. And he went and bought a big screen TV. I'm like, I don't have a big screen TV. You know, this is not right. So you think, okay, so who's paying the taxes? Middle income people, working people are just going to work and they take the money out of our paychecks. We don't even get to try to save it, right? They just pull it out and we live on what's left. And then when we need to access our justice system, which is paid for with the taxes that they take from our checks, we can't access it. Why? Because we can't afford it. So the justice system in America is a system of injustice for the majority of its citizens. And this is a democracy, right? Where the majority should rule. When the majority of people can't even contact a lawyer because they can't afford $6 a minute, that's injustice. And so when I look at what we do, we are righting a wrong. We're leveling the scales of justice. Because in America, justice is not colorblind. She sees one color, and it's green. And the more green you have, the more she can see you. And that may sound cynical, But it's true. Wealthy people get a different shake when they go to trial than you and I do. And so I love what we do because I feel like I'm on a righteous cause. It's a worthwhile thing that I'm involved in, and they pay me to do it. So let's talk about the money, okay? We've been in business a long time, 1972. 1.5 million clients across the United States and Canada. We're owned by a big company that you've heard a lot of companies that they own. Very, very household name companies. They own those. They just recently purchased us. They paid $650 million in one check. What does that tell you about their belief in our business model? You know, the financial community is as cynical as any people on God's green earth. Nobody is harder nosed than they do. They're just tough guys and women. And they looked at us and said, that company is a jewel, and we're going to buy it, and whatever it costs, we're going to get it. And they ended up, it was an auction. They had a bid. They bid, their top bid was $650 million. They believe in us in a big, big way. And they've been doing everything they can to position us for amazing growth in the next few years. Proprietary system of provider law firms covering North America. Proprietary is a big word, right? And provider is a nonsensical word because it doesn't mean anything unless you're in Legal Shield. So let me tell you what it means. We have a system that nobody else has. The way our lawyers work, we own the system. We created it. It took us years, decades to build millions, hundreds of millions of dollars probably, to create this system. And that's why this company was willing to pay so much money, because they thought if we were ever going to do what they do, we'd have to do what they did. It'll take too long and cost too much money. And when we get it finished, they're still going to be 30, 40, 50, 60 years ahead of us. That's why they bought us. So we have this system that's unique in the marketplace. Nobody else has it. And that's how we're able to do what we do and why we don't have any competition. In 14 years, I've never met a competitor. Never once. They tell me they're out there, that there are other companies that do legal plans. Never met one. I think they're like Bigfoot. People claim to have seen him, but they never get a clear picture, you know? Bigfoot cannot have a Facebook page because he doesn't have a clear picture to put on there to show what he looks like. They're all fuzzy. So what do? We offer, and this is my real elevator speech. What does Legal Shield do? We offer high-quality, cost-effective legal and identity theft service. Really? Tell me more. Okay? So why are people looking to join Legal Shield? Why are they doing it now? They need more income. Agreed? I mean, are we getting killed, middle-income people? I mean, we're getting killed from every direction. So we need more money. It would solve some problems in our life. Not all of them, but some of them need to be resolved by money. I mean, it's just money, you know? It's like we don't need a better attitude, you know? We don't need to visit with a shrink, you know? We don't need to have anything cut off of our bodies or stuck onto our bodies or tightened on our bodies. We just need money, right? It's just something that's common in the world. There's a lot of money in the world. We just need some of it in our bank account, right? And that's a problem that we can solve. And we're going to talk about that. People need more time. Some people, I hear about them, that make so much money, but they don't have any time to spend it. I think if I made a lot of money, I would pay somebody to find me some time so I can enjoy my money, right? Some people need more time. Some people need more freedom. And here's what I think freedom is, an equal measure of the first two. If you have enough time and enough money, you're free. So that's cool. So we can solve the first two problems. We solve the third problem. Why now? Market potential, it's huge. Customers need it, right? Are you making this up? No, they need it. Industry's in transition and the economic environment is tough. It's getting better. But some of us need to make changes now. We don't have time for 3 years for the economy to come back or for Congress to get their act together. We just need some money now or time to do some things for our kids or our family members now. So, there's more than one way to do the business. Did y'all know I've already trained you? So the guest in the room, when this is over, the person that brings you is going to look at you stupidly looking stupid, right? What'd you think? Don't ask that question. Don't ask them what do they think. They might think something bad. So they'll just say, what'd you like best? Right? They're going to say, what do you like best? And you're going to say, I like this. I like the money. I like this. I like that. And you say, great. And then you say to them, well, I'm going to go home and talk to my wife before I make a decision. Or I'm going to go talk to my business partner. Or I'm going to go talk to my brothers. And what should that person that invited that person today, what should they say to them as their response when they say, I want to go talk to my business partner or my spouse?
I'm going to
You guys, listen. Give yourself a hand. Good job. Yeah. No, don't talk. Don't talk. Don't talk. You'll mess it up. The problem is that even if you do a good job, they might think the reason you're doing well is because you're good. And we don't want people to think the only good, you know, people that are slick become successful. You say, oh, man, that's a great question. Let me show you. And pop in a DVD or send them to a link on a website or get them on a recorded conference call or a sizzle call or sit them down with a sponsor that can explain it better than you, that's not you, so they can understand. If I get my people in front of the information, my people will understand the information, right? And they'll do it too. And I'll show you why that's important. But we have lots of things to support you. Halle the day said, I like everything you're saying, but I can't sell. And I said, I bet you don't even like salespeople, do you? She goes, no. I go, they intimidate you a little bit? She goes, yeah. I go, good, because we don't want you to sell. And she's like, how does it work? And so I told her. I said, you watched that DVD, right? She goes, well, I watched part of it. I said, well, if you had watched the whole thing, you wouldn't have this question. Because you would understand if you just showed that DVD, people would go, tell me more. You know, and you could say, well, what do you do on Thursday? Let's go to the event, right? Here's the money. So I, in the shoe business, made 10% commission. So if I sold a $35.95 pair of shoes, how much money did I get paid? Round it off. $2.60. $4. I can sell a lot of shoes at $3.36 a pair. So I didn't sell $3.60 shoes. I sold $350 shoes. I sold shoes that were over $1,000 a pair. And ladies, I could fit you in hose. I could actually read the Hanes hosiery chart and figure out what size hose to put you in. I was a good shoe salesman, right? So when I looked at this product, I thought, you would have to sell so many of these to make any money. How can, this lady didn't even cover her lunch that she bought me. And then when I went to the meeting and they said, the lowest commission that we pay if you collect a check for, $35.95 and a $10 enrollment fee is $34. I'm like, $34 in and $34 back? Why don't you just keep it, right? Why do I have to send it in? And they said, no, that's not really how it works, because we're going to give you $34 immediately and we're going to bank $34. And we're going to hold it for 30 days to see if you qualify for Fast Start. And that doesn't mean anything to you now, but I'll show you what that means. So basically what you make, what's 34 plus 34? 69. We have modern math here and we round it up. So it's actually some change that we don't show, but it's about $70 that you make on a $35 sale. So my question was, what kind of commission is that? How do you figure that? What is that, right? You get more back than you send in. How do you figure that? And my brother asked me the question. I said, I don't know. Apparently it's Oklahoma math, and I don't know how it works. Because don't you get that? Sometimes people say, how can they pay more than you pay, right? I don't understand how that works. And I said, I don't know. They've been doing it for a long time, and it's worked, so I don't know. Just do it. And I knew I understand how it works now, but that's the way the initial pay works out. To get to associate, you need to Fast Start qualify. And again, I'll tell you what that means in a minute. And we have 30 days to get that done. As soon as you do it, if you do it in one day like I did, understand I was Fast Start qualified before I was in the business. So people say, how long did it take you? I'm like, negative 3 days. Right? So you don't have to wait. You can do it today if you want to. But as soon as you become a Fast Start qualified associate, you become an associate. And now how much do you make when you sign me up for membership? $103, right? That's cool. If you sold 5 this month, how much would you make? $500. Would that help? Some people say that's not that much money. If you dropped it, would you pick it up? That's how you know, right? I don't pick pennies up anymore because I figure the energies required to pick it up is more than the food it takes to pay to pick up the pennies. So I leave that for people who are looking for luck, right? I'm just kidding. I do pick up pennies because I'm cheap, but... How do we get to senior associate? Do you want to get to senior associate? How much would you make if you signed me up as a senior associate? It's more. Same amount of work, but more money. So we want to get there? You want to know how to get there? Help 3 people do what you did. I recruited Mike, David, and Chris. That's a good example, right? Mike, David, and Chris came into my business. As soon as they each became associates, I became a senior associate. Is that easy to do? So what do? I bring them to the business, and I go, guys, hold on. Okay, come with me, right? It's like turn around, step up, grab them, pull them forward. As my brothers moved up behind me, they pushed me to the next level. So how did I get myself to manager using Mike, David, and Chris? What did I do with them? Annika? I just said, guys, we just got to get to senior associate. And I worked with each of them, and together, and when they each hit senior associate, I was a. And how much did I make when I sold a $35 membership? $172. How many shoes would I have to sell to make $172? How much? $1,700 worth. That's like a day and a half some days, right? That's a Saturday for sure. If I went home with $1,700 in sales on a Saturday, I had a good day. I can do that with one sale as a manager. So do I want to be a manager? Yes. How do I get there? Help three people do what I just did, become a senior associate. So how do you think you get to director? Same thing. Turn around, pull them forward. As soon as you get three managers, you're a director. So you guys understand that? I'm going to anoint all of you directors, so give yourself a hand. Go ahead. Good. This is for you. Some of you guys that are executives, directors, are going, oh, just got demoted. Y'all know that a director is the highest position. There are no higher positions in the company than director. Once you get there, you're there. You're the big kahuna. That's the biggest, highest position in the company. There are some bonuses that you can qualify for that we won't go in today. So we're going to talk about director pay. Okay? So you're all directors. You signed me up. How much money did you make by signing me up? How much? Round it off. $200. You sell five of me this month. Five people sign up. How much did you make? How do you figure? It's called math. So is this a complicated comp plan? No. And was that 500 sales? How many was it?
Five.
You sold five, okay? And you made $500. It's not a lot of money, but it is if you need it, right? Middle income people, $1,000. As a manager, as a director, you have some managers. How many do you have? At least three. And on a manager team, it's quite a few people, right? You have a pretty good sized team. Let's assume that your team sells memberships. And that you can see how between different commission levels there's a different split override. And think of that as a broker agent. Okay, so we have a broker agent relationship. As a broker, you recruit agents. The agents sell memberships. They get paid. You get a broker override. And the broker override can depend on how many levels between you and the person making the sale, which could get a little complicated, right? You guys agree? Could get a little complicated. So, you know, it ends up being $34 per level, and I'm not going to do that. Let's just assume when anybody on your team sells a membership, wherever they're at, whoever they are, they get paid. And you get paid too. You get $50. So if I sell a membership and on your team, I get paid. But what do you make when I sell a membership under this scenario?
$50.
This week your team sells 10. How much did you make? $500. It's not a lot of money, but did you sell it? Does it show up in your bank account? Can you spend it? We like this better, right? Now, you have how many weeks this month? There's four. Your team does that every week. How much have you made now? Is that more or less than you made on your own? Do you understand by building a team you can make more money, but you don't have to work harder? And that's why we'll talk about today the importance of building a team, of becoming a broker. And the bigger a brokerage you build, the more people you have in your team producing, the more money you make. Can I give you a story to illustrate the point? Real estate agent goes to work for a real estate broker. Successful outfit. They go to lunch. They're driving after lunch through the countryside. And y'all know some of the neighborhoods that are around here in the mountains. And this was a horse property. They had a pond. They had white fencing. They had a horse barn, arenas, beautiful home. And they pull up and they stop. And he goes, isn't that beautiful? And she says, yes, it is. It's beautiful. He said, I want you to look at that. He goes, everything you see here, you keep working like you're working, showing up early, listing houses. Just keep doing that. Because he goes, everything you see here someday will be mine. Some of you are like, what? He told her if she kept working hard, someday everything she was looking at would be his. Why is that? She's making money for him. And that's not the only person in his office. That's what's cool about this business is you don't get the opportunity to override people's production where you work unless you own the company. This essentially puts you in an ownership position. Why did Stanley Eisman, the shoe store that I work at, why did he have a bigger house than me and vacation in Aspen and drive Mercedes? We worked at the same place, right? He sold shoes for a living and I sold shoes for a living. He had a lot of me's. There were a lot of guys like Jeff Hughes working and making livings for their family, and we did okay, but he did better. And that's the position that you get to be in this company, which is unique. You don't get that in other companies. And I'll tell you what else you don't get. You don't get paid on work that you did in the years past. There are women in Fort Worth today who still have shoes in their closet that I sold them. If you look on the bottom of the right shoe, you'll see 1206. That was my sales number. And I wrote it in ink on the bottom, so if they brought them back, they knew who to call out so I could save the sale. Those shoes hurt just as bad today as they did when I sold it to them 15 years ago. But every time they wear them, I do not get another check. And in this business, you get paid over and over again on the memberships that you sell and those broker overrides that you make off of your team. Okay? So, think about this. In 1999, I sold memberships. In 2000, in 2001, 2002. They're all renewing. Those memberships that stayed on the books are renewing, and I get a check every year. I've got now 13 years of residuals built up. My team has written, 350,000 memberships? Yeah, it's cool. Understand, I got a broker override, not $50. Sometimes it was a dollar. But if you get a dollar on 300,000 sales, you're all right, you know. But I got more than a dollar on some of them. But those things are renewing. A lot of those memberships stay on the books for years. We have memberships that were sold in 1973 that have been on the books for 40 years. And whoever sold it has been paid for 40 years. Every year they get a check. Which means if you'll work this business hard for 10, 12 years, you don't have to work hard because the money begins to come in automatically. I have just my first 3 years income, my first 3 years of sales when I started. So I had a very small team and not very many sales because your team grows bigger as time goes on. The company stopped that number that I was operating under and gave me a new number and blocked that, closed that piece of business. It couldn't grow anymore. So it just paid itself off and started kicking off residual checks. Just on those first 3 years, my residual check pays for my 41-acre horse farm in Virginia. And that's work I did in 99, 2000, and 2001. The residual that's built up in our business today on the second number is between $1,500 and $2,000 a day. A day. So, yeah. What I'm telling you is you guys have found something unique and special and really cool and a powerful way to change your family's future. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what that means. Okay? And there's a lot more money than that, but I'm not going to get into it. It's enough. All right. Remember I said you had to get Fast Start qualified? But Chris, you're here checking this out, so you say, what do I need to do? You can do three things. And either one works. It doesn't matter. You don't have to do all three. Just do one of these. Do what I did. Recruit two people and sell them a membership. I recruited three. But you understand what I did? Mike, David, and Chris joined my business. They each bought memberships. I was Fast Start qualified. You only have to do two. How much money do you make? $138. So you get paid to do this, plus you get paid and promoted, plus you earn 5 points, or 6 points for this. And I'll tell you what that means in a minute. Next thing you see there is you could recruit one. See the blue person? That's a person. You recruit a person. The M's are memberships. They're not salespeople. They just use the law firm. Okay? So you get three people who can use the law firm, and one of them is an associate who can sell the memberships to other people. Do you understand? Okay, some people get those things confused. If you recruit one, sell three, you get 5 points for that, and you get $207, and you're Fast Start qualified, and you get paid and promoted. How long do you have to wait to do that? Today. No more than 30 days, though. If you do more than 30 days, you're doing it wrong. All right. Or you can just go out and market five memberships. Mom buys a membership. My uncle buys a membership. My brother buys a membership, right? You go around and get all the people that owe you money to buy a membership from you. Ladies, anyone that's ever done it, you've ever done a Tupperware party, they need to buy a membership from you. Everybody that you do business with has to listen to you. I had a brother that called up their insurance agent. And he says, how long have I been with you? Car insurance. She said, I don't know, 8 years. He goes, you made any money on me? She goes, what? He goes, have you made any money off of me? She goes, yeah, I made money off of you. He says, good. I want to come by your office and take an opportunity to make some money off of you. She's like, all right, come by. So he opens the door and walks in. She goes, I just want to let you know whatever you're selling, I'm buying. Right? Because she's not stupid. She doesn't want to lose that business. He sits down and takes her through the membership. And for $25 at the time, she said, why would I not get this? This is stupid simple, right? This is you'd be an idiot not to get this. He goes, that's why I came to you, right? She signed up. He still does business with that rep today, that agent today. So, you know, think about the people that you know. We need to go talk to them. And if they owe you a favor, we definitely need to go talk to them. And we can get that done right away, right? Now, why are those points important? You get a point for selling the membership and 2 points when you recruit an associate. Why is that important? We have a thing called Performance Club, which is a consistency club. We want you to be consistent and persistent, meaning you write good memberships, don't write junk, and just be persistent every month and get 5 points a month, which is you're not killing yourself, but it's an aggressive goal. I mean, I think you really have to set it as a goal and want it to get it. It's not going to happen accidentally. The first month, you're automatically in it because you passed or qualified. So, Chris, you do it in 30 days, you pass or qualify. After 3 months, you do that for 5 points for 3 months, you get a $150 bonus. Now, where do you work? You work at Walmart. $150, does that mean anything to somebody that works at Walmart? It does. How many days do you have to work to make $150? A week. Okay, so that would just be an extra bonus, attaboy. And sometimes, guys, we think, right, Mr. Hall? We think that $150 is not a lot of money. And we forget that $150 when you don't have it is a lot of money, right? How much gas can you buy? Yeah. You can fix your heater when it breaks, right? Do it again for three more months. A total of six, you get another $150 bonus. Now you have a habit. Do anything for 6 months, you have a habit. Do it for a year, give you a $300 bonus at your 12th month. And you know what they give you on your 13th month? $300. And your 14th month? $300. Forever. As long as you get your 5 points a month, forever, you get $300 a month. That's pretty cool. When I used to work at the shoe store, I got a bonus every year. It was a smoked turkey. Which is better than a non-smoked turkey, but it's not better than $150. Or $300 every single month. You can buy a nice vacation, guys, with $300 that you save for a year every month. But look what else you can get. If you will choose a BMW car, new or used, leased or owned, the company will underwrite that purchase $500 a month forever, as long as you stay qualified. We have people in the room who are driving BMWs today. Yeah? What color is yours? What color is yours?
White.
It's white. What color is yours?
White.
What color is yours?
White.
That one's white too. You can get any color you want, but I think because we've seen that, we want that, don't we? But it doesn't have to be the sedan. You can get the SUV or whatever you want, big one or little one. Do you get that where you work? Where do you work? Yeah. You know I'm working right now? You just got out of school? So that son's not too long out of school, so that's good. You guys maybe can work together. But do you have a plan, the job, the first job that you'll get out of school that gives you a BMW at the end of your first year? They're not out there. I'll tell you who else needs to see this is insurance agents. I guarantee you, they sell five of anything in a month for a year, they don't give them a car. And we will. And they could sell this easy because they're sitting with clients all day long. If you're selling life insurance, you're probably telling them to get a will, right? You ought to tell them to get your will through Legal Shield. Let me sign you up. If they're car insurers, they have teenage drivers, they probably want to keep their driving records clean. They probably sign them up. So let's think about some insurance agents that might want a BMW next March. That'd be cool, huh? All right, so how much is this? Normally, when we get to this point in the presentation, because you get all hot and bothered and jacked up, and you're like, yeah, right? And they say, we have a finance department out in the hall. We will set you up with easy payments for the next 5 years. You work hard for 3 years, you can pay that off, right? If you don't, we'll sue you, right? Now, here's the problem with us. It's $149. When we started, it was $249, and that was too low. And then they lowered it, which to me makes it seem like it's not as valuable of an opportunity. I mean, it can't be a real business if it's $150, right? And that's what people think. Well, that's too cheap. It's got to be cheap. Can't be a legitimate business, because legitimate businesses cost hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. Let me tell you this. I paid $249. Well, I didn't really. I wrote a hot check, and they put money in my account before my check cleared, right? Because I got paid before they cashed my check. So, but anyway, $249 was the net out. My first year's income, so in the year 2000, I was part-time most of the year. I still sold shoes full-time. My paycheck from shoe selling was $32,000. Okay? Which, it doesn't sound like a lot, but how much in volume did I do? $320,000 in shoes, myself. I was a shoe store myself. You can't live on $32,000 with six people. That's poverty. I mean, you just can't do it. You can't live a middle-class lifestyle. But I did Legal Shield that year. My Legal Shield income that year was $57,000. Okay? Add $57,000 to $32,000. How much is it? No, it's good income, but put a dollar amount on it. How much is it? It's 89,000, isn't it? George? 89,000. There is a difference in the way you feel when you make 89,000 and when you make 32,000. You can tell. Your creditors can tell too. Because they become bills that you used to get because you pay them off. Because understand, guys, your job pays you just enough that you don't drown, but not enough to get out of the water. And that will be the rest of your life. I don't care where you work and how much you think you're going to make. You will never make enough to get out of the water. You ain't going to drown, but you're never getting out. What you need is some side money coming in to pay off those bills, to get that house paid off, get those cars paid off, to get some money in the account, to save your kids' education. That's what we need, right? And we can't do it at work. But we could do it with a side business with Legal Shield. Because let me ask you the question. $57,000 is not a lot of money unless it's extra. Right? I mean, $57,000 as an income is okay. I mean, you're doing okay. But $57,000 added to your income is awesome. My second year, I quit my job. I quit my job at 9 months after I started. Can I tell you the story? I know I'm going a little long, but it's part of my training. We'll call it part of my training. My boss called me and said, "You've been late 37 times since you've been here in 6 months." And I said, "Well, I live a long way from here. It's 52 miles one way." And they said, "Yeah, we know, but you need to get here on time." I'm like, "I don't know how long it's going to take me. Sometimes it's 3 hours. I'm not going to leave just to see if I get here on time." She says, "No, you have to get here on time or we're going to have to let you go. And we don't want to let you go." And I said, "No, I'm going to quit." And she said, "No, you're not going to quit. Because you're doing, I was top book, right? You're doing really good. We want you to stay. We just have to figure out a way to get you here on time." And I'm like, "No, I'm going to quit." Well, now she's in trouble. Because HR told her to lean on me, and she leaned, and I ran away, right? So she says, "You have to go talk to HR. They want to talk to you." So I go upstairs, and I walk in. They go, "Hi, Mr. Hughes. How are you? Come in. Have a seat. Can I get you a Coke?" I'm like, "Well, this is weird, right? I didn't even know you people were behind this door. I never even knew you were back here." And so he goes through this whole, "We really like you, you're doing great. We just got to figure out a way to get here on time." And I go, "No, I'm going to quit." You know why? When you're making $10,000 a month on the side, and you're making $2,000 a month, 40 hours a week, you can buy a bad attitude. My second year, the year 2001, $106,000. Okay? So, I don't say that because I want you guys to think, "Oh, this is get rich quick." I worked. It was hard. It's hard to balance this around a family and a job and a long commute. It's not easy. But it's possible. And that's all I wanted. I did not want a get rich quick scheme. I did not want a deal. I didn't want a scam. I did not want one of those deals where you get your buddies in, get them to write you a $2,000 check and then you go get somebody to write you a $2,000. I didn't want to do that. It was not about getting rich quick. It was about buying my freedom, right? I wanted to come home. I wanted to be with my kids. And I was home my 10th month. I watched my kids every day. My daughter was 13 when I started. She has my grandbaby now, grown woman married. My baby that was, three or four, is 18 years old. I have one kid at home. I've watched my kids every day. What is that worth? I mean, how many dads get to be with their kids every day? So was it easy? No. Was it worth it? Heck yeah, it was worth it. And it wasn't that hard, because what they ask us to do is not hard. It's just easier to watch television. And there are people in Utah that should have been here this morning, and they blamed it on the snow, but what they're really doing is watching TV. If they were out saving orphans, I'd feel better. But they're just watching TV, and that's what people do. Thank goodness you guys decided to come today. I hope that today changes your life. I hope that today that our guests that are here say, "I'm going to do this thing. Because for $149, how can I go wrong?" But here's the problem. If $149 is too cheap, if they lowered the price again, it might make it less credible. But I have to tell you that they've lowered the price again, essentially. Do we have it? Oh, cool. I haven't seen this. Let me sit in extra hall. Take the Fast Start Challenge. Y'all remember how to do that? There's 3 ways to do it. Okay? Do that and get half off your enrollment fee. Simply recruit someone with a membership during your first during a fast start qualification period. And not only do you enjoy instant growth in your organization, you also get a $75 rebate on your enrollment. Receive the special recognition button, the Destiny Now Convention in Oklahoma City. You get to wear that button, which means you did it. So $75, so give that a hand. Pretty cool. If $149 was too cheap and made it seem like it wasn't a real deal, $75 makes it worse, and it's worse than that. Because the person that you sign up as an associate also buys a membership from you. How much do you get paid for that?
$68.
How much did you pay after the rebate? $75. Subtract $70 from $75. It costs $5. Do you think about that? It's a $5 decision. It's a $5 decision. You know what? It might be. But for $5, I'd give it a shot. Right? For $5, I'd give it a shot. Because you have to ask yourself, not what if it doesn't work. You should be asking yourself, what if it does? What if it does work? What if I could make $30,000 part-time this year? God, wouldn't that help? Right? What if I could show this to my kids and help them with their, you know, getting that first house or saving for baby, grandbaby's college? I mean, just think about what $30,000 of additional income would do. And $30,000 is not hard to do. Because I didn't even know what I was doing, and I doubled that. Right? I mean, what if I'd have known? What if I'd have had a mentor? I didn't even have an upline that worked with me. I didn't get a phone call from an upline for 9 months. I was on my own. Good luck. Good luck with that, Jeff. You know what I did? I showed videos during the week, and I brought people one night a week to a briefing. And I taught them to do what I did. And today my team is probably approaching 100,000 associates. And I don't know what I'm doing. And the people I'm working with sure don't know what they're doing. But they can show a video, and they can invite to a briefing. Are people making money? Yeah. My brothers that I recruited three right away. Two of them became Millionaire Club members, six-figure income earners, platinum executive directors. There's five boys that have done the business. All five of us have qualified as executive director or above. Four of us have become Millionaire Club members. My sister, who worked with us in the business, was an executive director as well. I think we're the only family in the history of the company that six of six siblings all reached the top levels of the company. Absolutely changed our company's stars. That lady taking me to lunch, she just thought she was taking her shoe salesman to lunch and hoping she could sell them a membership. Look what happened. And I think you have a responsibility to go rescue other people just like somebody rescued you. Now, we've invited some people to come up here and share some information, some things that have happened to them, because I think it's good to hear from me, but it's better to hear from people that live in this marketplace. So if you've been asked to come up, just briefly share us real quickly what's happened with you, either in using the membership or in the income side of the opportunity. So give them a hand, because it's scary to come up here.
Oh, they work. Yeah. So my name is Kate Burns, and I've been with this company for about 3 years. And that long ago, when I first took a look at the information, I had a full-time job, and I was also going to school full-time. So I really didn't have a whole lot of time to take on another project, but I needed the money. So I got started about an hour or two a day around my full-time job, of course. And doing that, my first 3 months, the company paid me an extra little over $9,700, and that really caught my attention. And now it's been about 2.5 years that I've been full-time with this company, still growing my business. I just love the time freedom that comes with it.
Hi, my name is Ryan. I got started working with the company about 5 years ago, and it was my intention just to make a little extra money on the side of my full-time job. I used to work up at the U Hospital. But my first year, this company paid me $68,000 on the side of that full-time job. The second year, obviously, we were full-time. We did break a six-figure income with the company, and we certainly enjoy the BMW the company provides as well.
Hi, my name is Sally Gilbert, and I got into this business because my son David put a lot of pressure on me, but I knew that I wanted to do something in life. After I'm gone, people will say, this world is a better place. And so, you know, we've enjoyed all the fun, the vacations, the all the blessings, and the money's okay too. But, you know, honestly, when all is said and done, the thing that drives me, the thing that makes me excited is blessing the lives of other people. When I'm able to change somebody's life and give them hope, that just is really a turn on for me, and it gives me great peace of mind to be able to do that.
The best part about my mom's success story is that her money is willable. My name's Dave Hall. My background is, that is not so wrong. It's so right. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or GED, and I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to this company. We started very part-time, just 5-10 hours a week, but within a few months, it was paying me more than my full-time job. Didn't take a lot of money to pay more than that. And we transitioned, went full-time with Legal Shield. After our second year was paying us a six-figure income. Fast forward 7 years, we were inducted into the Millionaires Club. Looking back at my previous place of employment, would have taken 55 years to earn $1 million there, and I hated going to work there. I love this business. Hi, my name's Chris Hughes, and I've been with Legal Shield for 13 years. And before I started my business, I was a 27-year-old college dropout, waiting tables at a restaurant, and I was behind on all my bills and obligations. I was earning about $200 a week. I'd been living below the poverty level for about close to 10 years. And so I was looking for something to do when my brother Jeff called me and said there was something that he wanted me to take a look at, and I watched the video, and I loved it, and I got started, made a few $100 that first month. By the end of the first year, we did $21,000, which was part-time extra money. Next year, $43,000. The next year, $144,000. And I never thought I'd ever make that kind of money. Our income has been up over $50,000 in 1 month, and we appreciate the money. I never in my wildest dreams would have thought that those things would have come to pass. And we appreciate the money, but what I value most is the ability to be a dad. I've got 4 kids, and I'm able to be a full-time dad, and I'm home with them 95% of the time, and we're able to travel and do the things that we really, really want to do. Thank you.
All right, we're done, but I'm going to give the guests that are in the room today. First off, let's give them a hand for coming out on a snowy Saturday morning. And where the guests are today, we were there too, weren't we? We were at our first event like this and excited but a little bit scared and wondering if all this is too good to be true. Because what did your mom tell you? If it's too good to be true, it is Legal Shield. She meant to say that. If she knew what you knew right now, she would say that. All right, so guests, what do we want you to do? We'll give you some action items, some things to do when the meeting is over. Give you some time to get these things done. First off, if you don't have your will, your estate plan's not done, you have some questions, you have some concerns, you need a nastygram written, you see a need for the law firm to take some trouble off your plate, get your membership. For $17 and up, we can solve that problem for you and do that today. Next thing is become an associate. It's a $5 decision if you really will work with us. We will go get you the money, and it's a $5 decision. So, again, not as what if it works, but what, I mean, not if it, what if it doesn't work, but what if it does work. So give us the chance to go out and prove to you that this does work. Next is get trained. We've got a new Fast Start basic training class that's going to be taught here in Utah. You heard about it? All new, came from the home office, interactive manuals, interactive video presentations, 3 hours of just intense, powerful training, and that you've never seen anything like it, and we're going to have that here in Utah in the next week or two, so get ready for that. Sign one. Why do we say sign one? And by one, I mean a member. Get somebody who can use the membership. They can call the law firm and get some problems solved. As soon as you do that, we put you into our benefits association. The problem with being self-employed is there's no health insurance, right? You don't get benefits. And what we've done is set up a benefits association so that you can get the benefits that you would through a large company, but you get to do it working for yourself. That's all you have to do to get in it. It's free. We'll put you in it, and for one sale, one membership sale, that's the price of entry. And then this. Let's go get 5 points before the end of February. Why? Because we want to do 5 points by the end of March. and do it for a year so that next March you can call the company that's in our benefits association. It's called Vehicle Advantage. And you say, I've qualified for the new BMW car. This is the one I want. This is the color that I want. This is the features that I want. Get it for me. They arrange it with BMW corporate to get fleet pricing for you. They ship it to your house and we'll put a large bow on it and leave it in your driveway. Next March. Next March. So let's do it. Huh? That'd be good. So let's turn the music up. We'll take a few minutes and then we'll come back. And we're going to do some amazing training today. I hope you guys are ready for it. And do you guys like the money side of the of the opportunity where we can actually figure out how much money there is? I covered like this much of it. How'd you like to really go into the comp plan today and really tear it apart and figure out where the money side? Here's what I need you to do while we're getting ready. I want you to get your cell phones out and figure out how to make your calculator work. Some of y'all don't know you have a calculator in there. You will need it because you're not going to figure this in your head. You need a clean piece of paper and a calculator. So I'll let you guys work. We'll give you a few minutes to listen to music and get your paperwork done. Thank you.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road, and although this way